back to Can You Bear It? It's your regular host, Keenan, and Nikayla. Today we're going to talk about life after Nordstrom. It's actually the title of this second episode. So welcome back. We'll go ahead and get started.
We attempted to make this podcast a couple months. Actually, it feels like a couple months. It was like a month ago. Right after we released our first podcast. But, and we recorded it and everything, and I just felt like, I don't know. We decided not to release it just because I think we've both been going through really pretty big, like, transitions right now in life. And that, hence the title of this episode, Life After Nordstrom. We both no longer worked for Nordstrom. And both of our transitions have been different. And I'll speak for myself. I am currently, I guess, unemployed right now. So I don't work for someone else at this point in my life. And that's come with its benefits and it's like kind of what
pros and cons,
I guess.
Yeah.
And Keenan, I mean, you can tell your story.
Yeah. I recently left a little bit after Nikayla left the company and decided to go more into luxury fashion. So I know most of you guys probably follow us on Instagram on our personal accounts. I posted not too long ago that I now work for Rag & Bone, which is a company that I admire aesthetic-wise. You know, from what I know, with my time being there now, my short time being there, everybody there is, like, super open to change and, you know, it's a close-knit, you know, I guess family, you could say, you know, that we have in that store. So, yeah, I mean, right now I'm enjoying it. And like she said, it's got its pros and its cons, but it's just a different stage that we are, you know, that we're going through in our life right now.
I think we can kick off since we both said that there's pros and cons about, the stages that we are in our life, that we are in our life right now, or as far as career goes, we can kind of talk about that. So, I mean, what y'all want? Good or the bad? Which one first? I think we can talk about the cons first. I always just say negative first so that the positives just, you know, somehow outweigh them. But I would say for me, like, I've been working since I was 14, low-key. I mean, technically, I started working when I was 15 for somebody else at McDonald's. And I wasn't even supposed to be working there. They had to change my age in the system to get me to work there. I was supposed to be 16. But anyways, I said that to say, like, I've been working for as long as I've been able to work. So that's just what all I've known. And so not reporting to someone or not like having a set schedule and not getting up and going to a specific place every single day, like a place of work, you know, with other people and having a team and all kind of stuff is it's just different. It's a transition. And yeah, it's just been kind of, it's been a difficult transition, is what I'll say. That on top of, like there's times where I'll feel like, of course, like, I'm doing this for a reason, and I left Nordstrom for a reason, and I had somewhat of a plan. I had a plan, and I think one of the cons for me is that, like, your plan ends up adapting to where you are as you go through life. Like, your plan it's good to have a plan, but just know your plan is never going to work out the way that you planned it. So even more so if you aren't like on a track. Like when I worked for Nordstrom, there was, or for any company really, if you want to move up, there's usually like a track that you go on, and you know if you do this, do that, and do this, and then apply for a position, like you're likely to get it. But when you are creating something from the ground up and working for yourself, there's no like blueprint, there's no plan, there's no career like path really. It's like what you decide to do and the fruits that yield from your own work and from your own things that you put into place, and you don't know what those things will yield you or if they will yield you anything at all. So I think that realization has been difficult to like accept, and it can be defeating sometimes. Like sometimes I feel like, what is my purpose? And I know this is getting like deep, but sometimes I feel like, what's my purpose like in life? Because I'm doing something that is not traditional, and it's not what I've seen someone else do close to me and see them do it successfully from the bottom up. So sometimes it can feel a little like, you can feel a little lonely, like very lonely. And like I said, I often like find myself asking like, oh my God, what is my purpose? Like, what am I doing this for? That's just a real thing that I deal with. And like, because I've worked for so long for somebody else, like I keep thinking every 5 seconds I want to get a job. And like I still low-key do want to get a job, just because I like to have consistent money coming in. But it has to be the right job,
and not at the expense of like
of me not doing what I exactly set out to do, right? Like, because I know I get really caught up in, like, if I commit to doing something, I get really caught up in that. And that was, like, kind of a reason why I left. That was one of the major reasons why I left Nordstrom, was that I got caught up in the culture and just the job in general, like, that lifestyle, that I was putting what I wanted to establish for my life and my family and, you know, our family to come. Like, I was putting that on the back burner because I had a job, and I feel like when I have a job, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And just the way, personally, my brain works is I don't have a lot of room to be, like, giving my all to 80 things. So that's just how my brain works. So so I got to a point where I felt like I wanted to jump in and throw and go all in. I felt like this is a time in my life where I'm able and, you know, physically, emotionally, and I don't know. I just felt like that it was a time for me to put all of my eggs in my own basket for myself. And we were prepared to do that. Like, fortunately, like, I understand that this is not something that most people can do, but in our particular situation, the money that Kenan brings in supports us both, and we didn't really necessarily need two incomes. So it was a decision that we made as a unit, and it really didn't affect us negatively to make that move. So, which was more reason why I was like, okay, it's a matter of eradicating those fears and just doing what you don't know. It's doing something that you don't know what the outcome will be. And I still don't know. I'm like 2 months in, I still don't know. And I'm not as far as I would love to be, but
you're at where you need, where you should be.
Yeah, I feel like the first like couple months, I was just like learning a lot about myself and my psyche. Like, I feel like I didn't realize how I thought about things because I was on autopilot, because I woke up, went to work, off of work, I came home. And so I didn't really, my routine wasn't really different. So I didn't really challenge myself mentally. Like, I just felt like I was a robot. And I feel like now that I'm forced to, like, be with myself, because obviously cleaning goes to work, and it's just me. And I have to, like, talk to me and, like, hear myself. And I've didn't realize how negatively, one, I talk to myself, how much self-doubt that just was like natural to me, until I was forced to, like, look at it. And I'm still nowhere near where I want to be, but I feel like I'm just forced to look at my thought process and my routines and what I do and what I think about a lot more, which is not a con, but, like, it can feel like a con, because it's very, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's, you're having to do work on yourself, and that's just not a comfortable feeling, but it pays off in the end.
Yeah, I agree.
So that would be my cons for not working, for being unemployed.
My con is similar to Nikayla's. And not to say that you're unemployed, you're just not employed for someone else. Like,
you're that's still, when you're not an employee anymore, that's what's called unemployed. Because if you work for yourself, you're not an employee.
You're an entrepreneur. But I understand. What I'm saying is, you're not, like...
I'm unemployed, babe.
Okay. I just feel like that has, like, a negative connotation. Yeah,
it has a negative connotation, but it shouldn't. I mean, I'm not anyone's employee. Okay. So I'm unemployed.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay. I would say that mine is a little different, because I still am employed. I... Just to kind of piggyback off of what Nikayla was talking about, I felt like when I was at Nordstrom, I was just on autopilot. Like, I was getting up, going to work, coming back home at, like, midnight, and then going back to work the next day, not really doing anything that's going to benefit, like, our family in the long run. It's just me being a robot, going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home, doing the same thing every day. And then it was so exhausting to the point where, like, if I had an off day, I didn't feel like doing nothing, because I know as soon as I wake up, I'm right back doing the same thing. So, like...
I mean, you were also commuting an hour.
I was also commuting an hour to work. Hour and, like, 15 minutes.
I was gonna say hour and 20.
And don't let it be traffic. Because... At one point, I went to work one time and it took me, like, 2 hours to get there.
But yeah, so our grand idea was that, I mean, I still think it was a grand idea, because we love where we live, but we, when we got married, we wanted to live downtown, or, like, in South Dallas, or closer to downtown, and we wanted to live in the loft. And so we found our beautiful loft, and we were like, this is everything we ever wanted. And we had got so, like, committed to our plan, and that, okay, Kenan, you've been at your position for the amount of months that they said that you need to be there in order to move up. And when it was time for him to, you know, we had moved into our place, we knew it'd be about a couple months that he would be commuting to Frisco, but we were like, that's fine, because you're about to come up on your promotion. And it just didn't happen like that. Like, that's just not how it happened. Just because that's what we planned for doesn't mean that that's what ultimately happens. So there was no movement. And so, not to cut you off, sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
But I just
wanted
to give everybody, like, a, because not everybody knows us like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, when that didn't happen, when, like, 1 month past the time that we felt like he would be getting promoted, was like, okay, this is, like, we were supposed to be seeing movement. And then 2 months, then 3 months, then 4 months. And then it was just like, okay, we don't see this happening anytime soon. And Kenan was miserable. So, like, he never really wanted, and this is no shade on Nordstrom, but he never really wanted to work at the rack which is like the Nordstrom's outlet store.
Yeah.
He never really wanted to work there, but at the time that we got engaged, he was living in California, and he was working at the full line store, which is like the regular Nordstrom that everyone goes to at the mall. And he was actually managing there, and in order to get back into Dallas, because literally, like, I want to make a definite statement almost and say that men's management positions in Nordstrom in the Dallas, the DFW area, literally, that people stay there for their life, because there's hardly any movement ever. And as the company is like growing and restructuring and everything, it's like that's getting even worse because positions are being combined and like there's just far less movement but than before. So that is something that we didn't take into consideration. And not that Keenan wouldn't be open to doing something else, but I mean, that's what he wanted. And I wanted him to be in a position that he wasn't miserable in. So anyway, so we stuck it out for a while. And I only say all that to say, like, that caused even more like a rift and stress on just everything.
Everything. It wasn't just me, because like I'm going through all of that stuff day to day, being somewhere like not only driving, like commuting far to go to work, but to go to a place I don't want to be. So like then I have to commute back home after I've been at work all day doing stuff I don't want to do. Then I get home and it's like I'm bringing that negative energy into my household, which was not healthy for our dynamic whatsoever.
Not that we need any help in that department, because
just the day-to-day stresses of marriage already are crazy.
And being a young person that is married, it's just
trying to find.
We're both in our in like very formative years. I feel like, I mean, not like a 5-year-old, but like formative adult years, in that we're both like learning a lot about ourselves that we didn't know, and that obviously makes marriage more difficult, because marriage in itself, like even with two people who are quote unquote established, is difficult, because combining your life with someone else is just a transition in and of itself. So when you're trying to form your own like identity, I guess, or you know, get closer to who you feel like who you are and get to learn yourself more, it's difficult. Even more difficult to do that with someone else who's also doing that. So not to scare anybody away from it, not to say that it was a bad decision to do it, it's just something to be aware of. So that was like adding on to just all the other stresses that just come natural with life, you know, and with our life in general, or in to be specific.
Yeah. So I just, to, like, course correct, I hate using that word because I got it from Nordstrom, but to course correct the dialogue, I feel like while I was at Nordstrom, so at my new job at Rag & Bone, we just hired, like, an assistant store manager, and she came from Nordstrom. So her and I were conversing the other day. I asked her, like, you know, so how do you feel, like, coming from Nordstrom? I'm coming from, like, the off-price market. You're coming from full-line sales. Like, how do you feel? Like, you know, what do you feel like you learned from Nordstrom? Just, you know, picking her brain about stuff. And, you know, she was like, well, you know, the store manager in our interview asked us, like, she asked me, you know, you were at Nordstrom for 5 years. Like, why are you leaving now? Like, what's making you leave? And she said that she responded by saying, like, she just got too comfortable. And that resonated with me heavy, because that's exactly how I felt. Like, I felt like I was just getting comfortable. And then I got stagnant. And then I got frustrated. And then I got bitter. And it was just like, I wasn't doing my job the way that I know I should have and could have been doing it because I wasn't passionate about it. And it was just like a downward spiral. So I knew that that situation that I was in was not healthy for me. And I've actually been trying to like leave for the longest. But the right opportunity finally presented itself. You know, Nikayla closed the chapter, the last chapter of her book in Nordstrom, and then God opened up another one for me at Rag & Bone. So I just feel like he's definitely like working in our lives to, you know, bring our dreams to fruition. So I would say that that was my con.
What was the con?
My comfortability. Like,
what's your con from leaving Nordstrom?
For leaving Nordstrom?
That's what we're talking about.
It was uncomfortable for me to leave because I was so, like, I had got so used to being there. It was like, like, I put so much time into this. Mm-hmm. Like,
so feeling literally like so you worked literally, hard for just to leave?
Yeah, like, literally time, miles. Like, let's not even talk about my commute when I was living in California. It was even worse. Yeah. So, like, time, miles, gas.
Talk about stress on a relationship.
Like,
he was driving 2 hours to work and living in California, which is time is like 2 hours.
2 hours behind.
Behind Texas time. So when he was getting up to go to work, which was at 6 o'clock.
No.
5:30.
No.
Yeah, because you had to be there at 8.
5. Because I had to beat traffic. Because I was going through like 5 cities.
Okay, so he had to be to work at 8. So he left home at 5.
Correct. So I'm getting up at 4.
He's getting up at 4. Okay, that's extra information.
I'm saying though.
All I'm saying all I need to say is that he was leaving at 5, which means that it was 3 a.m. my time. And then by the time that he got there, it was 8, and it was still 6 my time. So but he was at work, so it doesn't matter. So you were at work. So I was not talking to you in the morning time. That was just not happening. And then after work, or his lunchtime was like 1 o'clock, right? But that meant that it was 11 my time, which means I was on the floor at work.
No. That means it's 3 your time.
3 my time.
Correct. Because California is 2 hours behind.
Behind, that's right. Sorry. So you got up at 5. That meant it was 7 my time.
Yeah.
Which means I was getting ready to work.
You was already on your way to work.
Yeah, I was on my way to work. So if we were to talk, it would be like an hour in the morning. But you have to remember, it's 5 o'clock his time. He's not trying to talk on the phone at 5 o'clock his time when he woke up at 4. So that we just didn't talk in the morning times. And then when it was time for you to go to work, I was on the floor. And then by the time I left, it was 5.
I'm still at work.
Yeah, you still at work because it's 3. And then when you get off of work at 5, it's 7 for me. And I'm like, okay, we can talk. But he would have to, like stay behind and, like, go to the bar, go, like, hang out with somebody because he didn't want to be stuck in traffic. So, and he was, like, out there and he didn't have any friends. So it was, like, or he was, like, making friends. He was new. He was the only person out there. So he didn't want to just be, like, just going to work and coming home like a robot. So he made friends, and they wanted to go out and stuff. It was just a lot. It was a lot. That was, like, a lot going on. And somehow we still stayed together, and here we are today. I just remember that was not it. I had to, like, I just end up getting, you know what happened is I end up getting another job. I was working 3 jobs at the time. I was working for Nordstrom. I like picked up Favor and I nannied because I was just like just trying to stay focused or whatever. Because I was just like, it was a lot. Oh, and we were planning a wedding. All that.
No. Not while I was in California.
Yeah, while you were in California,
you started planning it.
Yeah. You proposed to me while you were in California. I know, so that means moment you proposed to me, it was the moment that we started planning.
Wow. Yeah. So I just felt like all of that energy and effort I was putting into Nordstrom, I was like, this gonna be my golden ticket. Like, this gonna be my claim to fame. I'm gonna claim be making fame, not baby. Claim to fame, but I'm saying, like, this is gonna be my bread and butter right here for the next couple of years. Like, I'm a, like, this is gonna be.
You gotta find a better word. Claim to fame?
That's not what I'm, okay. So we, I'm gonna recant that statement.
Soulja Boy Bae's claim to fame.
I'm gonna recant that statement. Not my claim to fame, but like, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like,
I really don't. I'm trying to understand.
Like, when you put something in, like, so much effort into something, you're like, okay, I know that this is gonna work. Like, I know that, like, even if I don't, like, see it working right now, this is gonna be, yeah, a stepping stone. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And when I came back to Texas, like, literally, I applied for a few different positions. Everyone kept saying, the ones that I really wanted, everybody was telling me no. And then I ended up applying for something that I really didn't feel like I would get, and I also didn't really want. But I was like, I gotta get back to Texas. Like, I just proposed to my fiance. Like, this is, I gotta make this thing work, whatever it is. And it was to open up a brand new store in Frisco, Texas. And they were like, yeah, we want you. You know, we'll see you in whenever I came out here. And just putting in the time in California and then putting in the time to open up a brand new store and, like, you know, help them solidify themselves in that area. Like, I just felt like, I was like, all right, I know this is going to turn into something else. Like, I know this is going to be a situation that's going to catapult me to the next thing, you know? And I just wasn't seeing that happen. And this is, like, no knock on Nordstrom whatsoever. I'm just sharing. We're just sharing our experiences. But I just, you know, I wasn't seeing that movement happen. And I was like, okay, well, I can't just sit around and wait for someone to tap me on my shoulder and be like, all right, we want you here. And I got to kind of make way for myself. So that's what I was trying to do. But that was very uncomfortable because I was like, okay, I put my all into this, and I don't want to go anywhere and then have to start over, you know, and trying to really, you know, solidify myself and be like, hey, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm capable of. So, I would say that's my con for leaving Nordstrom, just having to overcome that fear of starting over and, you know, having to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay, so now that we got the cons out the way, we can talk about the pros, the good things.
Positivity, the pros. I would say for me, like, my confidence level just, like, skyrocketed. Like, once I got the call from Ragged Bone and she was like, hey, we want you, here's my offer. And I was just like, wow, like, I could really do whatever it is, like, I put my mind to. Because, like, I had to rework my whole resume. I had to, like, just, I don't know. Just, like,
do something you haven't had to do in the past 5 years?
Just have, like, at all, ever. Because, like,
you probably didn't even think about it.
I didn't have to do
it.
That. Yeah. I didn't have to do none of that for Nordstrom. Because, like, when I started, it was, like, just
even when
job.
You get promoted within Nordstrom, you don't even have to. I barely had an interview.
Right.
I mean, like, when I got into management, I had an interview. But I had an interview with someone that, like, it's not the same.
It's not.
Like, I could have said cat dog, and I would have got the position because they already knew that they was going to give me the position before I interviewed for it.
Yeah.
So it was like, it didn't matter.
It was very political. And, like,
although, my manager gave me a great interview. She did. But I'm just saying, like, they knew already. Like, it wasn't like, oh, wow, you know what? I didn't know. But after interviewing you, I just, wow, girl, you're
like,
amazing.
They knew that. They knew that. Pre-interview.
Yeah, they already knew they wanted me.
How they felt.
Yeah, because they were prepping me, like, grooming me to be a manager. So, like, they already knew that that's what I wanted to do next. So, I know I didn't have to do anything with my resume. I can't, like, it just wasn't the same. Yeah. And even for you, like, you barely had to do anything when you interview for a position across, like, in a whole other state. Like,
yeah, I didn't have to. When I moved from Dallas to California, I did not interview at all.
Yeah, you didn't. They just.
I didn't even talk to the manager. Like, I just showed up and was like, "Hey, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here from Texas. I'm transferring."
And like then, your reputation carries you, yeah. Which is cool. Like, and obviously you have to work for that for sure. Like, we both worked for our reputation at Nordstrom. Like, I know anything that I ever wanted to do with Nordstrom, I was able to do just based off of my reputation that I already put in place. Mm-hmm. However, like, it's important to challenge your mind and to challenge your norms because that's how you grow. And so if you're just like, oh, well, you know, I want to, like, if you don't have to work, I don't know how to explain it. If you don't have to, like, challenge yourself to do something, you're not going to be really pushed out of your comfort zone to do it. Like, I don't know. It's just something different about working for another company where they don't know who you are and you have to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, you know, my manager's manager knows me, so I can go wherever I want in the company, which is a great thing. But it also can be very crippling your, like, growth at professionally and mentally. So,
great. Now that I think about it, like, when I went to, even when I was in California and then I got promoted, I didn't interview.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I did not interview for that. They were like, hey, I got this position. I think
that's how it happens. They tell you that they have a position open and then you're like, do you like it or no? And then you're like, sure.
And they, like, give, I want to be promoted. 2 seconds to
think about it. Literally 5 seconds to think about it. And then you have to be like, yes or no, like, tomorrow. And then you say yes, they figure it out. They figure out the rest. So, I mean, there is something, like, empowering about going out there and doing that for yourself and not, and having to sell yourself, mm-hmm, instead of someone already knowing you and feeling, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and give Kenan that job. Yeah. Like, they don't know you, so because, you really have to, and it really shows you, it really shows you the value you bring.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, snap, I never said that out loud, but yeah, that's me.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly how I felt when I interviewed for Rag & Bone. I was like my whole, I hate the word swag, but like my whole swag changed. Like, I was like, like I said, I had to revamp my whole resume. I created a whole LinkedIn account. Like, it was, I was on.
You didn't have a LinkedIn account,
man? No.
That's a problem.
I did not have a LinkedIn account. Because that's what I'm saying. Everyone listening
to this right now, y'all all need a LinkedIn account.
You don't need a LinkedIn account.
No. I'm not like huge on social media, which I'm trying to get better at, y'all. I really am. And you would think that me not working, I would just somehow get better at that because I have more time. But, I don't know. I just never been like the social media kind of girl that just is like. Anyways, all that to say, I at least have a LinkedIn account. LinkedIn accounts are like the new.
That's the professional Instagram wave. For careers.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone needs
Instagram for careers. I don't know. I was just like, all right. Well, I know the game of Nordstrom. Like, my reputation is gonna carry me. The more people that I connect with and hold relationships with, that network is going to help me get to.
And that's the thing. That's the problem.
Right. And so that's where I was like, okay, now I have to be uncomfortable. Create a LinkedIn account. Create a brand new resume that I have not touched in years because I've been with Nordstrom and literally they don't
ask me. I don't even know what my resume looks like.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't know what it looked like. I had roles that I've been in for a minute that I haven't even added to my resume. So I was just like going through the life of Nordstrom, I guess you could say, whatever.
It sounds like a cult, but low key.
It's not.
It's like Nordstrom's cool. Like,
you just gotta be like, about
I have no personal. I have no personal problem with Nordstrom. I really don't. It's just for what I want in my life. It just didn't. It just didn't align.
They didn't align
at this point in time. Right. We did not align, so we had to move on.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Anyways.
But
going back into the pros.
Yes.
Your confidence.
My confidence leveled up. My confidence leveled up for sure. Cause, like I said, I had to revamp my whole self, really. I had to believe, you and I prayed on it. We believed that it was gonna, we manifested it. I feel like, cause, Nikayla's dad was like, if you see yourself in this job, you gotta see yourself in this job, and then, just continue to do you, and it'll be yours. And that's what I did. I went in the interview as myself, being genuine and true to me. And I believed that I was gonna, get the job that I wanted. And that's what happened, man. We manifested it. So I can't be more thankful for the opportunity, as well as, the growth that I went through just to get here. And I'm glad that this whole Nordstrom situation, I hate to make it sound like that, but that I went through this, I guess, season, because I feel like I came out of it a different person, a better person.
Winnie.
The same person. Shout out to Shock Glizzy. Shout out to Glizzy Gang. And Ruben. I didn't come out of it the same person that I went into it, so I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I would say just my confidence, knowing that, what I put my mind to, I can do. And like you said, oh yeah, I've never said that out loud, but now I realize this about myself. Yeah, that's me. I can do that. That just made me feel really good about myself and my capabilities, what I'm capable of and things of that sort. So that's my pro.
I would say that my pro for being unemployed, transitioning from Nordstrom to being unemployed, is that I have finally got the time to clear my mind, or settle my thoughts. Maybe not even settle my thoughts, but
reflect.
Yeah, I feel like I've been working for a long time. I've been multitasking and doing a lot for a long time, that it's become normal to me. I have bad, horrible anxiety, really bad anxiety, and not that I don't anymore, but I just remember feeling so overwhelmed, but it was normal to me. I felt in times of high anxiety, I felt a weird sense of peace, because it felt normal to me. For as long as I can remember, I've been doing at least 3 things. So I've at least been going to school, going to work, and having another job for as long as I've been able to do those things. So I even remember when I was younger, maybe in elementary school or whatever, I was in school, and after school I would go over and see if I can babysit and just make money, and just I just always wanted to be doing something. I was always doing something, and I was in choir, and I just committed myself to a lot of things, and I was never just the type of little girl to just sit in her room and just I don't know. I feel like I kind of screwed up my focus with that, because it's very hard for me to focus on one thing. I don't know if it's just normal, or that's just how I am, or I've done this to myself. Because I genuinely, and this is something that me and Kenan often fight about, is I'll be talking, I'll be saying something, and then literally in the middle of the sentence, I'll say something random, that has nothing to do with what it is that I was just saying. And to me, that just seems that seems normal to me. I just had a thought, so I just said it out loud. I don't focus on one thing for a long time. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I guess I'll find that out. But yeah, I feel like I have been left in a, like, with my own thoughts. And I have absolutely nothing I have to do, technically. And it's made me feel very uneasy. But also, it's like, I feel like drawing me closer to where I feel like I should be. So I know it's like a little like all over the place right now, because I'm not in like a perfect place right now about where I am in life. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I don't know exactly who I'm going to be. I don't know all that yet. But I feel like I've finally been given the chance to like sit down and think about that. Like just genuinely think about who I want to be and what I want to do, what I'm good at, and what, like, where my skill set lies, and, like, how to grow and feed that. So, I think that my pro is that I've, with Keenan's help and support, been able to give myself, like, time and space and quietness, stillness to figure out myself and what I want to do. So I think that's where I am.
Can I talk about the day we got the news that I got the new job and I broke down in tears? Or is that too personal?
Oh, if you want to talk about it.
Okay.
So your tear.
Cool. I got the I got the green light, y'all. So
you can always
another.
You're making that seem like I'm like, don't tell nobody.
No. I just want us to be like.
I cry all the time.
But I'm saying I didn't.
No one would know. I don't cry in front of other people, but Ken is seeing a lot of my tears. Because I'm telling you, I have like pretty bad anxiety.
You're getting better though.
I feel like
you're learning the weight that you can carry. You're learning. You're finding that out about yourself.
I feel like I deal with it in a slightly different way these days.
I feel like you don't show it as much.
Yeah, I don't, because I used to do the thing where I would have a conversation with somebody else, but I'm really talking to myself in my head. Like, okay, this is going to happen, and this is what the person is saying. I'm going to say this, and it's going to say this, and then ultimately, like, the exact opposite of what I want to happen is going to happen. You know? That, like, you know when you visualize something and, like, you visualize all the ways that it could go bad? That's what I used to do, like, all day, every day for everything. And I used to just, like, overthink about everything, which I still do overthink things, but it's just different. I don't know how to explain it. It's just different. I think I'm more so confronting my fears than I used to. But there's still a lot of fears that I haven't confronted yet. Like, I think, like, with me wanting to start, like, a YouTube situation and all that, I feel like the only reason why I haven't done it is because I'm still, like, fearful of it. For whatever reason, I still feel like I'm not good enough to do it. And, I mean, that I'm trying to be in a space where I'm not putting pressure on myself to perform or produce. Because I don't want to be fake. I want to be genuine with what I'm doing. So, like, I guess I'm just working through those fears. And that's all I have to say.
So, back to my tears. Your tears. I guess I could say, like, this is another pro for me. When it comes to my life after Nordstrom. So, like, when I got the news, like I said, we've been through the craziest times with me living in California, coming back, being unhappy, bringing that energy home, moving farther away from where I was working, creating a more difficult situation for ourselves with good intentions, but it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to. You know, it just didn't work out the way we planned it to. So, with going through that, I feel that me leaving Nordstrom was one door closing, and then me starting my new journey at Rag & Bone was another door opening. And when I got the news that I got the job, when we got the offer, like, I just broke down in tears. Mainly because I finally felt like I was able to just give Nikayla, like, a sense of peace. Where, like, she didn't have to worry about anything but working on what she wants to work on. That's my first time hearing this, y'all. Oh, God. Like, I was, like, because this new opportunity, like, opportunity supplemented the income that I was bringing in from Nordstrom as well as the income that she was bringing in from Nordstrom, but she had just recently left. So, like, it was just me, which we were still cool on, but, like, now that I have a role that can bring in both what I was earning and what she was earning, like, it's just a complete blessing. Like, so for me, that was like, I mean, not to be like, I don't know, but that was like some grown man, like, ish right there.
Not to be what?
I don't know the word I was looking for, but like, to me, that was like, okay, I'm really doing something for our family right now. So I'm going to keep working this thing until, you know, we get to the next step. But like, I just broke down in tears because I was like, wow, like, that's nothing but a blessing. I finally am able, like, I feel like this is one of the best gifts I've ever given to Kayla. And I didn't see it as that when I was, like, trying to transition and get away from Nordstrom and, you know, find another position. Like, that's not what I was seeking to do. Like, I was seeking for more money, of course. I wanted a promotion, but I wasn't seeking, like, the concept of me giving Nikayla, like, just a time of relaxation where, like, she can kind of not kick her feet up, but just rest her mind and her heart, like, where she doesn't have to worry about, like, oh, I'm obligated to do this and that, where she could just focus on herself, come into her own, and then focus on the business that she wants to build for herself and our family. I just, you know, that was like a blessing to me that I was able to, you know, give to her as well, share with her. So I just thank God for that. And,
oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell the listeners that. That was another pro for me in this whole transition. So, yeah, I love you, babe.
Love you, too.
Yeah. All right. I think.
Yeah, that ended up being a longer one than we thought it would be. We
anticipated, but yeah. It is what it is. We like lengthy podcasts. We like things that are going to resonate with each other, so.
Sorry, y'all. I got distracted by these Met Gala pictures.
Frank Ocean got the best fit, hands down.
Really?
Less is
for
more.
For men.
Less is more.
Yeah.
But Frank Ocean got the best fit, hands down.
That's funny. That looks like the Lil' Kim. What Kylie has on looks like Lil' Kim.
I mean, you know they be jacking our culture. That's what they do. They knock us for our culture. I wasn't trying to say all that. I'm saying all that.
I'm not trying to be. I mean,
I ain't trying to be nothing either. I'm just trying to be honest. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off before this goes any further. This is a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, that is a whole nother situation.
Look at
Kanye. Kanye looks cool.
Yeah.
No?
Frank shouldn't know.
No, Frank did it. But I'm just saying, he looks nice too. I like the simple.
Yeah. Less is more.
Yeah.
Anyways, what? All right. These are the barriers. We signing off.
All right, you guys. Thank y'all for listening in on this kind of somber episode. Not super like crazy and loud and stuff. Not like funny. Like, you know, it hasn't been really funny. But this is like where we are right now. And I feel really good about this one because I feel like it's very genuine, like really where we are. Like we just literally stopped watching. We're watching Imposters right now on Netflix. By the way, if you've reached this far in the podcast, go on Netflix and just watch Imposters because that is probably one of the greatest. Like, that is a really good show. It's so good. We've been like glued to the TV. But we were like, okay, two episodes and then we have to record a podcast. So
The last one was really, really good. And it was hard for us not to.
Yeah, I was like, Keenan, one more. And he was like, no, we made a commitment. So so here we are.
Accountability.
Each other accountability. Anyway, so we were kind of like, I say that to say we were kind of like ending the night. We were kind of like at a like low, I don't know, what is it, more calm part of the day. And we kind of had a long day today, but so not a lot of energy, but sorry about that if that bothered anybody, but we needed to get this podcast done, and I'm excited that we got it done, and I'm really pleased with how genuine and honest it was. So I really hope that anyone out there who is thinking about or is also going through the transition of leaving a familiar job to either being unemployed or going to a new job that it seems scary or seems like
uncomfortable,
that you guys took something away from what we've learned in our own experience and are able to use some of it to help your experience go smoother or just to know that somebody out there is dealing with the same things you deal with. I'm really blessed and grateful to be able to share that.
I feel like this was, like you said, a very genuine and personable episode. I feel like the listeners got connected to us a little bit more, so I'm excited about that. We're going to go ahead and close it out.
Yeah, we've got an hour.
Yeah. This device is telling us that we have to wrap it up in like 8 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We're going to see y'all in the next one. And in the meantime, y'all stay cool. Peace.
Bye.